Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Leif Sorbe. Hailing from Oslo, Norway, Tempest's founding member and lead singer, electric mandolinist, Leif Sorbe is recognized as a driving force in the modern folk rock movement. He started Tempest after years of touring and recording on the folk circuit. Since forming in 1988, Tempest has delivered a globally renowned hybrid of high-energy folk rock fusing Irish reels, Scottish ballads, Norwegian influences, and other world music elements. The last 26 years have seen the San Francisco Bay Area-based act release 15 critically acclaimed CDs and play more than 2,000 gigs. It's also enjoyed an evolving lineup that's enabled musicianship and creativity to rise with each new member. To connect with Leif Sorbe online, visit the Tempest website, www.tempestmusic.com. That's T-E-M-P-E-S-T music.com. Welcome, Leif.
Hey, Margot. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing peachy. I'm doing fabulous, actually. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm excited about being able to talk to you about some of my favorite subject matters.
And what would those be? Maybe music?
Yeah, exactly. I think the title of your show is fabulous, you know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I absolutely love music. I always have loved music. And Wayne Dyer had always said, don't die with your music still in you. I don't know if you're familiar with Wayne Dyer, but he had always said that. And I had said to myself, how can I say that without the don't and without the die, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
And in fact, it was Robert Barry that got me started thinking about that, because he had said, well, what does Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and all those guys do that you don't like? And I thought, that's one of the things that Wayne says don't a lot. And it does give you sort of an urgency, you know. In other words, hey, better do it right.
Yeah, I can see that, you know. And I always think of music as the communication that starts when word stops. In other words, it's an unbounded form of communication, you know. So it's you use it in the broad sense for your show, and I think that's fabulous.
Wow, you know, I love what you just said. Say that again, will you?
Do I remember what I just said? I just kind of blab. Music is the communication that starts where words stops. In other words, you can listen to a song in foreign language and it can just grab your heart without you really know the words. You know what I mean?
That is so true. There was an assistant that worked with us in my husband's design and photography studio back in, I think it was 2007, and he was from Austria, and he loved music like I did too. So we used to listen to music all the time while we were working on doing layout for books and newsletters and things like that. And one of the things that he had said is that he didn't care what language it was in as long as it felt good to listen to it. And
exactly.
Yeah. And that is so true.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also love how music does get right straight to your emotions as well.
Yeah, and it's a very powerful form of communication, you know, that and one of the things I always looked at I looked at Tempest pretty much as a vehicle for lifting the spirit of the audience. You know, you play music that's very uplifting, then you can create that effect in your audience, and that's kind of always been our purpose. You know, emotions are more powerful than intellect, you know, and that's what you use when you play music. You use the emotions.
Oh, that is so true. That is so very true. And, you know, could you tell us just a little bit about the album, the tracks we leave, the title song? Because I'm going to play the title song. And so I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that before I play the song.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it came... The way that happened, you're going to like this story because I had put up it was a Dakota Sioux proverb that I put up on Facebook. I always like to put up little positive little things on Facebook. Maybe, you know, somebody will see it and make them a little happier that day or whatever. You know, it's just a nice little thing to do. So I always,
I see them on Facebook, and I agree, they do. I hope everybody connects with you on Facebook because you post so many wonderful things.
Well, thank you. So anyway, so this is maybe a year or so ago or a year and a half ago. I posted that proverb on Facebook, which goes, "We will be known forever by the tracks we leave." And then Robert, our mutual friend Robert Berry, instantly said, "Leaf, that's a great album title." It was his little note. So I thought to myself, I better write a song with that title before Robert gets hold of it, you know. So I filed it away in my memory bank. And then when we were getting ready to make another record, I found a note and I said, okay, we got to do something, because if we can write a title song, then I think we have a really good album title. Now, Robert bonded like any producer, musician, engineer would, thinking about the tracks in the context of the studio tracks. You know, when you're a musician, you lay down tracks, you know. But, of course, it's got a, you know, bigger meaning than that, because you're looking at spiritual tracks and environmental tracks, your carbon footprints. You know, it's like the whole idea is that the story of your life is told by the tracks you leave. So that was kind of like the whole background for it. And then my wife and I went on this fabulous trip up to the mountains in Norway, to this hunting cabin that I hadn't been to since I was a kid. And we went up there with my mom, and it was just the three of us for an extended period of time. You know, no electricity, no nothing. You know, we didn't see another human being, though we saw all sorts of elks and other wildlife and things, you know. And that inspired Patricia to write the lyrics, because she's always been my co-writer and my lyricist, and we've got quite a back catalog of stuff we've done. So, you know, this is one of these really rare moments where the title came first and the concept, because I already had the song in my head. The melodies and everything came and sort of as a result of the title, you know, and it was the last thing that got written before we went into the studio too. It was just like the final touches on it, and then it came alive in the recording studio, because a lot of times our songs have been road tested before we record them. You know, we take a bunch of new songs on the road and see how our audience like them and get it tight in front of an audience, and then it's a lot easier to record it. But this song and a couple of other ones on the new album were so fresh that we hadn't had a chance to go through the whole process. So it got tweaked and sorted out, and all the final touches on the music and the words and the melody and everything sort of came together right as we were recording it. So I thought it was kind of special, and it definitely is a song that I think has, you know, hopefully can grab people in different ways, you know what I mean? So I'm very happy with it, and it's so new, you know. We only played it live a few times, but we're hitting the road, and we'll be able to play it in front of an audience for, you know, throughout this season. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I want to be in one of those audiences. But
you to be in one of those audiences.
As soon as possible, I'm going to play the song now, The Tracks We Leave, from your which is the title track of your new album.
And I also want to mention that the record will be released by Magna Carta Records on February the 24th of this month. Yeah, this February.
it's coming out really soon.
Yeah, and the following Saturday is when we have our big CD release party in Berkeley at Ashkenaz, February 28th. And I think that's when I'm going to see you in person, too. You're going to bring your dancing shoes, and you're going to be singing along and stuff.
That sounds like fun, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Now, let me play the song, and then we'll talk some more about it, okay? I wanted
Alrighty.
To let the audience know it's 6 minutes long, so it is a little long compared to the songs I play on the show, but I love it, and it is just so beautiful. I wanted to play the whole thing. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll talk some more, Leif.
Thank you.
tracks we leave. We know your heart by the life you weave. When the wind picks up, who can hang on? Well, that will it all depend upon. When we know forever by the tracks we leave. We know your heart by the life you weave. When the wind picks up, who can hang on? Well, that will it all depend upon.
And that was The Tracks We Leave. Oh, Leaf, I just love that song. The more I hear it, the more I want to hear it.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say. I appreciate it.
Well, I only said it because it's true. You know, I was Robert, when I asked Robert what song I should play during the interview today,
he said
this one, and he mentioned one other one. I forget what the name of it was. And he said,
yeah,
but it's a little long for the show. But he says, but I think your audience would really love it. So, of course, he got me super curious to listen to it. And I loved the title right away. I loved the title of it.
Great.
So, you know, the idea of the tracks we leave and all the different meanings of it is so, so perfect for this audience of mine, for people who are out there hopefully living their music. That's what I'm hoping to inspire people to do with this show is to introduce them to all sorts of people who are doing that in their own ways.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's all about finding your purpose or your dharma, you know, and be able to follow that, you know. When you do, then, you know, it's you find very little resistance, you know, and that's how this whole recording project went down. It was so smooth, you know, and the whole time it was, you know, it was no effort involved. Everybody was really happy. Like when you have a group that can tap in to, you know, to that field of creativity together, mm-hmm. it becomes really, really powerful. You know, it's easy enough, you know, just, you know, to hire some outside people and dig into it and just get all the notes in the right order. That's
mm-hmm.
easy, you know, but actually tap into the source of creativity
mm-hmm.
and create from that field. That's when you can, that when things to me become special, and you feel it when you do it, you know, and it's like nature supports you and it's a joy to do, you know what I mean? So we definitely had that experience when we recorded it, and I know Robert picked up on it too, you know, and it made it
special.
Well,
you can see it
somehow
in the pictures. You can see it in the pictures that I posted with the slideshow for the show. People can
uh-huh.
go through there and see. You know, you can just see the joy that all of you were having and the fun that you were having. And that's one of the things that's really awesome about recording music with Robert Berry at Soundtech Studios is that you know it's going to be fun and you know it's going to be done the best way it possibly can, because he puts so
yeah.
much love and goes the extra miles.
I know, and after, you know, 20 years of working together, I know he gives us a little extra. You know what I mean? And he puts his heart into it, and when everybody involved in the project does the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you can't help but get a it'll shine through the through the whole you know, product. The end product will be so much juicier. You know what I mean? You know,
totally.
Because it was created from that level, you know.
And it's created from love. That's the thing. It's created from love, not from ego. It's all created with love and joy. And I can hear it in the music. I definitely can.
Yeah. And hopefully a lot of people will be able to pick up on it, because that's what's going to, you know, make the record, you know, reach people, I think, you know, more than distribution arrangements. You know, it's just like we'll find its own place in the world, hopefully.
Yes, I'm sure it will. You know, the time's going by really fast, as it always does.
You know, my favorite saying is, time's fun when you have flies. we're not out of flies yet, are we? We got another few minutes.
No, we're not. I just need to say really quickly, though, before we get back to talking, that next week on Wednesday, February 11th, 2015, my guest will be Jerry Downs. And during the show, we'll be talking about his beautiful and inspiring book titled Why You Were Born and His Passion for Photography. And I'll be posting links on Facebook and Twitter, and people can also sign up for my e-newsletter at my website, margojoydenader.com. Jerry's music, Leif, is definitely with photography. He does some amazing creative photography, and he posts a lot of inspiring photos and sayings and things on Facebook. And if you're not linked up with him on Facebook, you guys need to get to know each other too. So that's one of the things I love about doing this show, is connecting people with each other, the guests, but also the guests with the audience, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And that's why we all do this. You know, that's where some of us are on stage night after night, you know, because it's that connection. It's so, so special. And after, you know, I mentioned we're doing our local could release show here in Berkeley, California.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's on February the 28th at Ashkenaz. It's a real sort of community center, you know, with a great big dance floor, and that would be on Saturday, February the 28th. And people can find information on our website, tempestmusic.com, and you can find Tempest on Facebook, you know, Tempest Celtic Rock on Facebook, and like us there, and you can get special deals on tickets and things. And then after we're done with that show, we're really going to hit the road, you know, because then the record's released officially, and we're going to start off with a week's residency with some really big shows in Las Vegas. We're doing, like, I think 22 sets over a week's period. At the big stage down on Fremont Street in Vegas. And then we're going from Vegas to Wyoming. It'll be
what
our debut in Wyoming.
But it would actually
what?
Be a really good contrast. Yeah,
it'd be nice. I mean, we're playing the Broadway Theater in Rock Springs, and then we're doing a Celtic Festival in Evanston. Then we're moving on to the Midwest with dates in Chicago and Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, etc. And then on to the East Coast with shows in New York and Philly. And then we're going to be looping back again to Ohio and then end in St. Louis on May 2nd. So we'll have a chance to get the album out to people and play all the songs live. This is one of those times where all the songs on the record will be part of our concert, which is very rare, but we feel that we have good material and we want to play it live too, you know. It should be exciting. And we up until the official release on the 24th of this month, we are accepting pre-orders on our website with special autographed copies. And we'll autograph mail orders up till the release date. So if people can't wait and they want to have an autographed copy, we will arrange that through our website, tempestmusic.com, and they will get it in the mail probably the day of the release date. You know, we're trying to plan it so it happens exactly on the day.
That sounds great.
Which is tricky because we get, you know, mail orders from Brazil as well as Pittsburgh, you know what I mean? But we'll try to plan it right.
Yeah, that does sound really, really tricky. Now, people can get your CD at the release party too, right?
Absolutely. And we'll be more than happy to sign it for you there as well, you know. We bought a whole bunch of Sharpies, so we're ready. We're not going to run out of ink. You know,
we might
get a bit of a cramp in our hands and stuff, but we have plenty of Sharpies to go around, folks. As long as you bring your dancing shoes, we'll bring the CDs and our instruments, and it's going to be a real party. You know, we're looking forward to it.
It's our first studio
album in 5 years. Can you imagine that? It's the longest we've been without releasing a studio record. We've had compilation albums and live records and stuff during those 5 years, but it's been that long. And I think that's why we were kind of bursting with creative energy, because the time was right, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. Divine timing is, you just can't force it. It has to happen when it's meant to be, and sometimes it doesn't happen as quickly as we as people want it to, but it all happens when it's meant to be.
I believe that as well.
Yeah, well, I keep reminding myself when I say it, because sometimes I do get impatient myself, but the more I live, the more I see that that's true. When I look back on things, I can see clearly that things needed to happen when they did, and I can start to understand why they didn't happen sooner. So for the younger people listening.
The trick is to live in that flow and be able to do that, you know, and I feel just really privileged that I can do what I love doing, you know, and I figure the highest calling you can have in life is to make people feel joy, really, and if you can do it through your music, that's it, and I think that's one of the key elements to your radio show right there.
No, you know, you're just going to make me cry, because that is just so much what I want for people. I want people all over the world to be able to feel joy and to feel happy and to enjoy their present moments. And that reminds me, I need to ask the questions I ask at the end of each show right now. And that's, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. It just, you know, it goes by quickly, and we need to remember to savor the moments, Leif.
Yeah, this is true. And I certainly enjoyed being on your show, and hopefully we can do it again in the not-too-distant future, you know. But in the meantime, I'm excited to look forward to see you at our show, our record release party in Berkeley. That should be fun.
It will. And, you know, I saw something on Facebook you posted. We only have a couple minutes left, but you're part of the Grammys now?
Oh, I'm just a voting member for the Recording Academy, you know, which I feel is a great honor, really. You know, so I'm going to be watching the Grammys on Sunday. I'm not going to LA. I had planned to be there at the reward ceremony, but schedule didn't permit it. So I'm going to watch at home and see how many of the people I voted for actually are going to get a Grammy. And who knows? Maybe next year you'll see the tracks we leave up there nominated.
I really hope so, and I really think it should be. You know, I really want to see that happen. Oh, Leif, it's been so much fun talking with you. I met you through email years and years ago through Robert, and it's so fun to actually be talking with you on the phone or on the radio show here today. So thank you so much for being my guest today and for creating your joyful and fun music. And I'm really looking forward to coming to see you guys play live.
Thank you so much, Margo, and keep up all the good work with your radio show, and let's have a fabulous year and play lots of music and enjoy our time, you know?
I agree. Well, thank you for being on the show, and bye for now, everyone. I will be back next week. Leif, I will be seeing you soon.
All
and hopefully
righty,
a lot of our listeners will also. Bye.
Bye.